There are many Relay for Lifes taking place throughout this summer in southeastern Wisconsin. And one of the participants is Wendy Lungeon. She survived stage 3 colorectal cancer. And Wendy, let's talk about your story first of all. How were you diagnosed and was it a complete shock to you?
Yes, it was a complete shock. I went in for the routine colonoscopy that they recommend and I found out I had colon cancer. It was a shock to everyone, shock to the doctors. They didn't think it was stage 3 until after they did the biopsy, and that was the second shock.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Stage 3, it was pretty far along at that point. What was the treatment, and how did you respond to that?
Well, I had surgery, and they removed a portion of my colon and tissue all around it, including lymph nodes, and that's when they determined that it was stage 3 and in the lymph nodes, and then I needed chemo.
How long did you take chemo?
Well, originally the surgeons had told me that it was going to be 6 months of chemo after that. And again, this was just overwhelming, complete shock to me and my family because I had no symptoms. Fortunately, thanks to research, you know, from the American Cancer Society, supported by partnerships like Cole's Healthy Families Grant. When I got to the oncologist, they said, yeah, the protocol has been changing and you're only going to need 3 months. So I was fortunate to be in that window of time when they went from 6 months to 3 months on the chemo.
How long ago were you diagnosed and did you have the surgery?
It was just 5 years.
Okay, so
in December.
So 5 years cancer-free. I mean, that is kind of that marker you look for, isn't it?
Yes, I had an appointment in February that gave me the all clear 5 years. We don't need to see you again, which was just wonderful, a huge goal of mine.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. But the good news is you are sharing your story and not only participating in the Relay for Life and Hartford Slinger, but all over the state. As a survivor, what's the message you're trying to get out to people?
That there's hope through all the research that they're doing and the treatments that they're coming up with. There's hope. You can survive this. You can beat this. So thanks to, you know, the American Cancer Society and Cole's Healthy Families grants and other donations, and that's what the Relay for Life is, to raise money for all of this. There is hope, and people are beating it, and we're living long, healthy lives.
In your own personal life, after that diagnosis, the treatment, the 5 years afterwards with regular checkups, did your life or your lifestyle change in any way from what it was like previous to being diagnosed?
It definitely did. After I got through the treatment, I was like everyone else, what you go through. I eventually came to the conclusion that I needed to do something different. And of course, it's overwhelming. Where do you begin? People say, you got to eat healthier. Well, what does that mean? You have to exercise more, you know, and at first everything was just overwhelming and you don't do anything because you don't know where to start. But I went started with a yoga studio that I had been going on and off to, and they had an unlimited option with different types of classes, including weightlifting exercises. And I signed up unlimited and started going 5 days a week. And then I started changing my food one at a time. You know, what can I do different? What should I not be eating? It was a very slow process. As I look back, I've changed a lot in the last 5 years. And I guess my other message to people is, you can't just stop once the treatments are over. That's really just the beginning of changing your life so that you don't have to deal with that again.
Wendy, thank you so much for talking with us today and sharing your story. I think you inspired a lot of people.
Thank you.